You remember episode 9? I'm the guy they talked about in episode 9. I'm Dave D'Angelo. I'm the motherfucker that almost brought ECW to NKU back in the day, with a little help from my friends. Speaking of my friends, Danny and Jimmy, you two sons of bitches, I'd come down there right now and kick your ass. You think you're all wine and roses and this and that. Well, you ain't nothing to me. You two clowns are just that, you're clowns. And if I get, I don't even right now to come down there. And if I get on your show, that's it for you, both of you. You think you have a cute little show, this and that. I don't care about you, your show. I don't care about nothing but me. And you two idiots are just that, you're idiots. And I'm coming down there right now. Last week on a very special Danny and Jimmy.
Everybody loves you. Don't do this. I know you're thinking.
Oh.
Man, just throw it out the window. And nobody's going to get hurt.
I'm the only one that deserves.
No, you don't deserve that.
I'm gonna get hurt.
You do not deserve to get hurt. You do not deserve to get hurt. Don't do this.
All I did was love Nicole. All I did was love her.
But during that chase, something...
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Danny.
How'd you like that OJ drop?
I think he's innocent.
Yeah, I mean, he sounded pretty pained. All he did was love Nicole.
That's all he did.
That's the only thing.
So is he in jail right now because all that he did was love Nicole?
He's in jail now because he stole some shit. He didn't go to jail for killing Nicole.
You know what, though? Is it really stealing shit if it's your own shit?
I mean, I guess that's a debate to be had. Yeah, but...
Like in the court system?
Yeah, we should probably leave that to them. But I'm open to it. I mean, if the courts are full and they need to pass some cases on to us, you can reach us at hello@nevergrowuppod.com. Just send over your caseload and we'll try to help you out.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Did we just become lawyers?
I think we did!
Oh!
Can you hear me okay?
No, not at all.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. All right, everyone, thanks for joining us. So we took a week off. I wonder how many of our listeners are dead.
I think two.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's
terminal AIDS.
Well, that probably wasn't our fault. Was it? Did we give our listeners AIDS?
We might have.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hang on a second. I'm going to check this level. All right. So, vacation. How'd that go?
It was good. It was good. We took the kiddos out.
You mean you, took them out? Took them out? Like, took care of them?
Yeah, we took them down to Tijuana and sold them.
That's good, man.
Yeah. They're down at the... they're part of the workforce down in Tijuana.
Oh, well, that's...
Hey, have I ever told you about the Hard Rock Cafe in Tijuana? True story.
I don't think so.
Okay. So this is back when I worked at Delta. We would fly everywhere. So we flew out to San Diego. And, of course, I get to the airport, and I look at the map, and I see Tijuana's like 15 miles away. So I don't
know.
That's
a great story.
That's exactly what happened. That's a true story, Danny.
Still don't buy it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you're like me, but if I see Tijuana, and I've never been there, and it's 15 minutes away, guess where I'm going?
Probably going to Tijuana.
We went to Tijuana. Went there during the day. And, of course, there's a Hard Rock Cafe in Tijuana. Because, you know, why wouldn't there be?
Of course.
We walk in, and this huge, oversized poster of 80s hair group Winger. Do you remember Winger?
I do.
Oh, God. Kip Winger. Shirtless with his man chest hair just all curled up. His hair looking like Farrah Fawcett. And
wow.
He's just right there. And it's like, it's obvious that this Hard Rock Cafe really, really really legit enjoyed this poster because it was right up front, center stage.
Yeah, that's like your centerpiece of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so I licked the poster.
Right, naturally. Was yes. it lick and smell?
Scratch and snuff.
Oh. You scratched it with your tongue just because. Oh, like, sir, you don't have to do yes. that.
Yes, it was my tongue. Well, the bathrooms, they don't have urinals. They have dirt troughs. Am Ooh. I saying that right?
Trough? I think it's trough.
I don't know. They're like, it's dirt. You just pee in dirt.
I think that's just thing. Called the floor.
So, yeah, that was the Hard Rock in Tijuana.
That sounds good. And you still have that pee from that day, right?
Oh, of course.
You keep Why it in I? A little vial around your neck.
I drink it when I get thirsty.
You've been nursing that pee for a long time. I think it's time to go back.
Yeah, you know what? Lukewarm pee is a little bit better than hot pee.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to burn your tongue on your pee.
No, why would you?
No.
Well, so, yeah, vacation was good.
Good.
What did you do? I heard you hurt your back.
I did. Yeah, I don't even know what the hell happened. I was in a meeting with a client, and my back just kind of started hurting. And I was like, oh, that sucks. And then by the time I got home, I had to go lay down, and I was kind of in bed for a few days. And it's still, like, lingering, but it's gotten better every day. So that's fun. Yeah.
That's the funniest story ever.
Yeah, I wish it had been, you know, playing basketball or, you know, doing something
like
manly around the house.
Dunking on someone. Or...
Yeah, like I was dunking on Charles Barkley and I threw my back out. Like, no, I was working on the front end of a site for a high-profile Cincinnati client that I shouldn't say, I guess. So, yeah, that was something. Feeling pretty proud.
Man, I wish that story had been you went to a graveyard.
Right.
You dug up dead Anthony Mason. You gave him a haircut because Anthony Mason's haircuts
right.
come correct.
He needs that fresh right? fade.
Yes, and the lines and whatever design.
Yeah, right.
And you set his dead carcass up using wooden sticks, duct tape, and... mayonnaise.
Oh, man.
And then you dunked on his dead body, and then because of that you slipped on the mayonnaise and you threw your back out.
So that actually kind of reminds me of a story. So we've talked about e-feds before on here, right?
Yes.
So I think I kind of explained, and I'm sure that you were the same way. I was more about just like dark humor in my promos that I'd write. And so, I mean, this was a case of too soon at the you know, thinking back. But
well,
was,
and hold up. For those that don't know at home, we're talking about these are like
online message board wrestling.
Online for wrestling, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
so
like,
we're,
it's basically,
we're pretending to be
It's basically
wrestlers.
Creative writing. For wrestling nerds.
I love that. Yeah. I love this angle you're taking. Creative writing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I wrote this promo where I was like, you know, we'd always use house shows for promos, like if you wanted to include a match, because, you know, no one's writing those results. So like my tag team partner didn't show up or something like that in this dark match that I'm writing or a house show. And all of a sudden I'm like, don't worry, I have a partner. And then like tumbling down from the ceiling.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I feel so horrible about it now.
God.
Owen Hart being like puppeteered from people in the rafters.
Of all the guys, too,
I know, man.
Probably one of the sweetest guys in wrestling.
Know.
Jesus.
Yeah. Terrible. And what? Bret Hart is my favorite of all time, and Owen is probably top five. I love them so much.
Oh, easily. And oh, God, when he was the Blue Blazer, man, I loved him. When he was alive, of course.
Right. So, yeah, but I'm pretty sure I won the match, though. So, I mean, and justify the means.
Out of pure shock.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I, you know what? I don't want to be on this guy's bad side. I was actually in a cemetery pretty recently, a few times. I went to a cemetery probably 3 or 4 times last week because it was fucking...
I know why. Because I did the same
Pokemon
thing.
Pokemon Heaven!
Oh my God, dude. I was driving home and I noticed there were 4 Pokestops right together. And I'm like, what's going on? Right in a cemetery. So, yes, I got out and walked around the cemetery.
How many did you find?
There were 4 Pokestops.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, I have right to there. Send you a screenshot because they actually got removed when I went there today. There's, I'd say, 30 to 40 in this cemetery that you could hit just driving. There were more that you could hit by foot. But, like, by the time...
God, that's amazing.
Yeah. By the time you get back around, like, A, your bag would be full, and B, like... All the ones that you hit at the beginning were blue already. So you could just stay in the cemetery indefinitely collecting, like hitting all these Pokestops. And you'd see other people doing the same, you know, everyone slowing down at the same time. But I guess some kids were acting like assholes. So the people that run the cemetery contacted the company and had them remove the Pokestops. So I need to find a new Poke Heaven.
Well, I find myself after work, of course I work at university.
Oh yeah.
And we have 20 stops, Pokestops up there. I find myself hanging out an extra hour every day after work, just walking around campus playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, we were talking about doing a lot, like not a live one, but recording ourselves while being out and about catching Pokemon. I could meet you up there. And we could do it there if that would work.
I think it's a date.
Yay, I'll bring the roses and lube and you just bring the Pokemans.
Okay. Hey, I don't kiss on the first date.
Just oral.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right.
Hey, maybe we should go back. Tell the folks about the show.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't listened before, you're not listening now. Like, you started the show and you're like, oh, okay, this isn't for me. Click. People hang up on podcasts, right?
Yeah, of course.
So if you haven't gathered, Jimmy and I are immature, always have been. So we like to get together once a week and just kick the shit out of each other, like reminiscing like Fight Club style, and just talk about shit we used to be into and immature stuff that we're into now. And it really kind of comes naturally to us somehow.
Somehow it does. And actually, we follow the governance rules of the international laws of society, which basically provides us with 2 rounds. We have 2 rounds. The first round, Danny and I will each come and pick something old, something that is just, you know, something from our past that we just really, really geeked out about. Round 2, we're going to talk about something that's recent or new. Now, for me, recent is last 15 years, of course. but under the international laws of society, we are given those 2 free rounds. It actually is a right. It is not a privilege, which I've consulted on. So that's basically the only 2 rules that we have. We're allowed to eye gouge. We're allowed to kick. We're allowed to pull on people's groins.
And nibble.
And nibble sweet nothings on people's ear. I don't even know what that means.
It probably means something.
Yeah, to someone. Some creep in the library. By the way, if you ever see a guy in the library on the internet, first off, creepy. And then that guy, if he's wearing sweatpants, even creepier.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Oh, it's hot, though.
Because you know he needs, like, just quick access to all his parts.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
We used to take turns mooning people on the bus, and like whoever's turn it was that day would always wear sweats because you had to, like, you know, there was a minimum number of moons you had to produce.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't be messing with jeans when you're in moon duty. That was the life. So that's what that's what I used to be into, mooning people.
That's your old pick.
Yep. Those were the days. God. It's also my recent pick.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right, motherfucker. So should we dive in, you think?
I'm ready to break them off something. All right. Let's jump into round 1.
Round 1.
Thank you, Usher, for making that sound effect for us.
Thank you, Usher.
Jimmy, I'm going to let you go ahead and go first.
Okay, I'm going to go first. We're going to go with something that we started, I think, 2 episodes ago. We were talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And for those that know me...
Are you going to have a Game of Thrones update for us?
Yes. Okay. I absolutely am. So I've watched the first... I want to say I've watched the first 3 seasons in the past. Like when they were being shown live, I think this started, 2012?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So, and I watched them, and I had no freaking clue what was going on. I had zero clue. I had no clue at all. And I'm open about that, and I'm fine with that. Well, recently I decided, you know what? I'm going to go back and rewatch Game of Thrones, because I cannot have a conversation about Game of Thrones with anyone, let alone Dan, who is the Game of Thrones master.
Oh, yes.
So my pick for round one is going to actually be Game of Thrones. I know it's only been 4 years, but...
It's definitely something you've been into as a child.
It's something I was into. And you know what? Here's the thing, man. I was, as a child, I was into D&D. I was into... the fantasy stuff. I read. Help me out with the books. The wardrobe thing. Help me out, man.
Yeah, you were really into Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes, I. Was that the Chronicles of Narnia?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I read that. I loved He-Man for different reasons.
He had the power.
But. No, I was, I was into dragons and stuff. So, yeah. So I've recently decided I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna watch Game of Thrones, and I'm up to season 3, episode I think 4 or 5 right now. And let me just say, if you don't want any spoilers, first off, go fuck yourself.
Oh, eat shit.
Second off, just come back next week. So there's your warning. So I'm going to attempt to explain what is happening up until about season 3 to Dan. And I want to see how accurate I am. Okay. Because up till this point, any conversation I've had about Game of Thrones, I have legit butchered the heck out of it. Would you agree?
I would absolutely agree.
Okay. So, and now listen to me. Full disclosure.
Woo!
I am not good with names. I just am not.
Neither am I. I can forgive that.
Okay. All right. So I might need some help here, but okay. Here's what I know. Here's what I know. There was a king. Am I okay so far?
There was a king.
Okay. There was a king. Is it King Robert?
There was a King Robert. Yeah.
Okay. And he's married to, I'm drawing a blank. Lannister, the Lannister chick, right?
Cersei Lannister.
Yeah, is that her name?
Cersei.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Lannisters are this chick, her brother that she's hooking up with,
yep.
Jaime Lannister.
Nice.
And the little Lannister, which is, do they call him Littlefinger?
No, Littlefinger's a different character.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Is it Tyrion?
Yeah.
Something like that? Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah. They call, Tyrion, they also call him the Imp.
Yes. Here we go. So,
how far are, did you which, say you are?
Season 3, episode like 4 or 5.
Okay.
All right. So we have the Lannisters, and the king, his right hand man is Ned Stark. So we have the House of Lannister, correct?
Yes.
We have the House of Stark. Now Ned Stark starts off. It looks like to me Ned Stark's like the main character. So I'm thinking. We're in this for the long run, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ned Stark, season 1. Yeah, he's going to be the main guy for the next 8 seasons. Well, Ned Stark is married to some older chick. I don't know her name. But she seems like a nice, gentle lady.
Catelyn, she's a little older. She's not like an old lady or anything.
Yeah, but I mean, she's not... She might be Gilf. She might be Gilf.
She was supposed to marry his brother, and then when his brother died, she got passed down to him, I guess.
Well, evidently that happens a lot in Game of Thrones. Okay, yeah. So we have the House of Stark, we have the House of Lannisters, and then we have this bleach blonde, white-haired chick who is the Mother of Dragons.
Yes.
And her brother. And so, evidently, before King Rob, there was the Mad King, which was the dad of those two, correct?
The grandfather of those two.
Wait, okay, but
you're right. Yeah,
I am right. Damn right, I'm right. I could write a thesis on this.
All
right. Okay, so he got killed by Jaime Lannister. No, shit. No, am I right?
You're right. Yeah.
Okay, Jaime Lannister.
I mean, it wasn't a straight up just murder. It was, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, it might have been a tickle war. I don't know.
There was a lot of shit surrounding it. It wasn't just straight up regicide, but yeah.
By the way, am I blowing your mind so far?
I can't believe that you're doing so well.
I am so proud of myself. Okay, so King Rob, he dies. There was some shenanigans going around, and
King Robert, you're talking about?
King Robert, he died.
Okay, because there's evidently also a King Rob.
Oh, there is King Rob. Sorry. So, he dies. He goes out hunting, and evidently, supposedly, he was way too drunk, and the wild boar attacked him. Blah 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 blah. Well, come to find out, he's probably poisoned, or something to that effect. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So he dies.
Well, I mean, a boar did kill him.
Well, technically,
but yeah, it's a little shady.
Yeah, very shady. So come to find out, we have the Lannisters are trying to figure out how to get into power to take the role of the King of the Seven Kingdoms, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. The king is the King of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yes. We have the white-haired chick who's coming along, who was sold to the dude who's playing Aquaman.
Yeah.
By her brother, because her brother recognized that they need this big group of savages. They are called the Dothrakians, something like that.
Very close. Dothraki.
Okay. Dothraki, yes. So, but their only issue is they're separated by water. So they need boats in order to bring this huge army of just really buff dudes. I'm going to call them Aquamans over. And how ironic is that? The group that needs a boat is the guy's going to play Aquaman.
Yeah, and they don't like water at all. They've never crossed the sea, so that is
right.
Pretty ironic.
They're like cats, very nimble and very hissy.
They're Aquacats.
Okay. They're Aquacats. All right, so basically the Game of Thrones is all these people trying to position themselves into power positions so that they can basically take control of for everything. We find out that Ned Stark has quite a big family. He has some sons and daughters that are his. He has let's start off with the ones that we know are his. So Robb Stark.
Yep.
Is like a bad mofo who allegedly can turn into a wolf in the middle of the night.
That's what the rumors say.
Right. So we have him. He's a badass. Anytime he's gone into battle, he wins. We have Theon.
Is not his son.
It's not his son, but he basically was rescued. And we found out that he was actually given up by his father to Ned.
Do you want me to correct you or let you keep going?
No, correct me on that.
So during that Robert's Rebellion, when
yes.
Jaime killed the king and Robert took the throne,
uh-huh.
On the opposing side was the Iron Islands, which is where Theon is from. And
yeah.
So when they bent the knee to the new king, part of that deal was that their son, Theon, would go and they call it a ward. And so basically be raised by Ned, just like, so like if you fucking rebel against us, we're going to kill your son. So,
oh, I got you.
It's still
I
his
got
son,
you.
But he's not quite hostage, but you know, he's just kind of leverage.
I got you. See, that makes a lot of sense. Now you called him a ward, like kind of like what Robin is to Batman, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Burt Ward.
I, I still question that relationship, but we'll go back.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Okay. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay. So I understand that. Okay. So we also have so we have Rob. We have Theon. Am I saying that right, Theon?
Yeah.
Good. Of course I'm saying it right.
Of course you are. Stuff. You know this shit.
I got this.
Game of Jimmies.
Game of Jimmies. All right. So, and then we've got like the little Starks, the one who saw like the brother and sister Lannisters hooking up. He gets shoved out. He's a cripple. We've got his little brother who doesn't really say much. We've got his little sister who is a badass who ends up going off on an adventure on her own because. Fast forward, Ned Stark gets his head cut off. They basically turn on him. Even though the Dying King put Ned Stark into power, they end up forcing the Lannister kid, King Joseph?
Joffrey.
Joffrey, there we go. Who I fucking hate, by the way. You would think that I would love this character. I hate King Joffrey. God, I hate King Joffrey, man. All right. So
King Joffrey.
Yes.
So Robert wanted Ned to just rule until Joffrey was ready. It wasn't right. Like he was making Ned king.
Yes.
And then Ned.
He was like the interim champ on the UFC.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But Ned made it known that he knew that Joffrey wasn't actually Robert's son.
Uh-huh.
So they were like, better get rid of him.
Yes. Yes. Because Joffrey was the son of the brother and sister. Can we say Luke and Leia part two?
Yeah. He didn't know that. He doesn't know that, though. But because he just killed him on his own because he's a dickhole.
That kid is a dickhole. All right. So fast forward. Ned Stark gets his head chopped off. The daughter is about to see it. And then the dude who... kind of comes to her rescue. Why did he come to her rescue? By the way,
Ned pointed her out to him.
Uh-huh.
Like Ned knew him. If you go back and rewatch that episode, he says like by the statue, or he says whatever the statue is, like hey, by the statue. And so I think his name is Yaren. Notices that it's Arya, and because Robert or Ned knows that, his kids aren't safe. So Yaren takes Arya and makes her dress as a boy. And you're getting to that, though.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. So Ned Stark gets killed because Joffrey had promised that if his soon wife-to-be, which was Ned Stark's other older daughter, if she was able to get him to confess to being a treason, that he would spare his life, basically. And yeah. So she talked him somehow into saying that he was a treason. And, am I saying that right? Is that the word treason?
He was a traitor who committed treason.
There we go. I'm an idiot. All right. So, and even Joffrey's mom was like, no, because she knew this was going to start some major shit. And boy, did that start some shit, because that happened. And then all of a sudden, all these motherfuckers are like, you know what? We're going to war.
Yep.
So now we have the House of Stark, led by Robb Stark, who's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I'm just talking about Robb Stark.
Woo!
We've got the Mother of Dragons, whose brother was a dickwad and got killed.
Yep.
She's got this army, and I kind of like her. She's compassionate, and she's got three fucking dragons.
Yeah, that helps.
Yes. Yeah. So she just decided she was going to go into the flame where they were burning the witch, and she didn't burn up. And she, I think the start of the next season, or no, the end of season, I think, was it one? No, season two. Was it one that she did that, or was it two?
It was the end of the first season.
End of the first season, yeah. And then you see her.
Yeah, and the dragons.
Yep. So, now it's Jaime Lannister gets lost. He gets captured. He's held captive for like over a year. And then ultimately the not a MILF, not quite a GILF, ex-wife of Ned. Let's freeze him. And so that pisses off Robb Stark, who basically imprisons his own mother, loosely. But then his dad died, her dad died, so they had to go to the funeral.
Yeah.
So she told this big Neanderthal she-woman of a knight, what's her name, by the way?
Brienne,
to basically escort Jaime Lannister back home. And along the way, they get captured because he's a dickwad. He tries to fight her, and you can't fight a Neanderthal. She's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Talking about just Brienne. So I'm at a point now where the group that captured them is kind of tormenting. And I thought Jaime Lannister was going to lose an eye. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, holy fuck, they cut off his hand.
Yeah. Seemed like it hurt.
Oh, my God.
I'm no hand expert, but
yeah,
it seemed to hurt.
Yeah, I don't care how fast or how clean that hand came off. Dude, that looked like that was painful.
I wouldn't let you do it to me.
Well, thank you. So now there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on, but I think, Dan, I would label what we really set out to do was to help me understand Game of Thrones. I would label this as a huge, huge success.
I would say you have a very good grip on the first season.
Yes.
I'd have to go back and look at all this. Yeah, but I'm very surprised by how you have a good foundation there.
Yeah, so what I want to do next week is, now this won't be my round one pick, but next week I want to update you on season 2 and season 3, even though I've kind of touched on a little bit.
Yeah.
But I went into great detail and great depth with season 1. That is my round one pick, Game of Thrones.
Bravo, Jimmy.
Thank you, sir. I feel like I should get a pat on the back, a pat on the butt. I feel like I should do a pageant wave, and I feel like I should clasp both hands together, raise them over my head in victory, and celebrate this.
I think you should do that then.
I'm doing it right now. Naked in public.
Oh no.
What is your round one pick?
Oh man, I am going with, let's see if this plays. I'll just let that play underneath. The Nintendo Entertainment System in general. I mean, Mario, you can't really mention it without Mario side by side, of course.
Of course.
But yeah, like back in that day, and I don't have the stats and shit in front of me, but you know, there was the Atari before it, and that was pretty popular. And then the video game popularity kind of fell, like it crashed, it hit a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nintendo's like, you know what? You're about to fucking shoot some ducks and jump on some mushrooms and get some magic mushrooms and shit. And they released their Nintendo Entertainment System in the US and the Famicom in Japan. And Jesus Christ, Jimmy, do you remember where you were when you got your first Nintendo?
Dude, I absolutely remember.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was like when JFK got shot, I knew where I was. When Robert Kennedy got shot, I knew where I was. When Rosa Parks sat in the back of the bus, I knew where I was.
You were there for all those, though.
Yeah.
You were the bullet in two of those cases.
Yes.
They just shot you out of a gun.
Right.
Yeah, I remember my mom bringing it home, and it was around my brother's birthday. I guess it was a birthday present for him. And one of the neighborhood kids saw it, and he's like, "You got a fucking Nintendo!" And like started screaming, and his mom heard him curse, and he got in trouble. But my uncles had it before that. We didn't get it right when it came out, but my uncles had it, and so we would always...
You had to be rich to get it when it just came out.
So we would play it over at my grandma's house, because a few of my uncles still lived there at the time. And, yeah, man, that shit... I, for years, would just come home after school every day. Sometimes have a friend over, like Ninja Turtles 2. Was one of our favorite games. We would pretty much after school every day meet up, go in my room, and just play for hours until we eventually beat that shit.
Oh, it was amazing. Now, let me ask you a question. With the original Nintendo, you couldn't save, right?
You could on some games. They had to have built-in battery. They had to have,
that's right. But other than that, they gave you like a code. You had to write the code down.
Yeah. Yeah. So like for Mega Man, you would have to write down a code. But for like Super Mario 3, you know, there's like a battery backup system built in each cartridge, not the system itself.
Right.
So that could be a real pain in the ass. But I'm pretty sure... You know what? I don't think that we had any kind of code for Turtles. We would just go through and beat the shit out of it.
You just go through and beat the shit out of it. Yeah. Was that Turtles in Time?
No, that was after. Turtles 2, the arcade game, was the... you know, there was the original Turtles game, which kind of sucked.
Yep.
And then there was Turtles 2, which was
the was the four-player one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, like, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, I mean, there were so many good games. Mario, all the Mario games, the second one was different, but it was still good. Mario 3, when that came out, that was around the time, you know, you're starting to hear whispers about Super Nintendo, and they were just starting to max out the Nintendo. And then, of course, there was the Genesis, and it just brought in this boom of systems that's still going on today. Like, there's just... If Nintendo hadn't done that, what the hell... What would we have done without a Nintendo? We would have watched, like, even more wrestling, and I don't know that our minds could handle more wrestling.
I don't know if that would have been healthy for us.
No. We would probably would have started, like, a real backyard fed and would have ended up jumping off a roof and died. That's what happens without video games. Kids die.
Kids die without video. Do you remember when people were trying to blame video games for all the violence going on?
Oh, like, yeah. Like, no one had ever killed someone before video games. Like, murders, yeah. Murders just started happening in the 80s.
Yeah, because Lizzie Borden, guess what? Oh, shit. She did play Joust before she cut up her family.
She did. Little known fact, she actually jousted them to death.
She did. I mean, she was playing Q-bert before...
She just started
sharpening
hopping
up that axe.
She like hopped on one of their heads and then on the table and eventually just got up to the roof.
So my favorite game was, there was a baseball game. I think it was like ninth inning or something like that. But it was pretty realistic. And I mean, it was, you know, you were pitching, like the view was behind the pitcher, but you could hit the batter. And yeah. and it didn't always happen, but occasionally then the batter would rush out and punch the pitcher.
Oh, that shit was the best. Oh, yeah. God. I remember just a game called Baseball.
Yeah.
You know, the games were so simple, but they were just so much fun. And then, oh God, what were some other good ones? RBI Baseball was the shit.
Yeah, because that actually had the true stats of the Major League Baseball players instead of like the Louisville, Kentucky River Bats,
the River Nipples,
the buttery nipples of Louisville, Kentucky.
Mike Tyson
Punch Out was probably
Punch Out. Yeah, so that was big in the arcades, and then they ported it over, and then I remember reading somewhere that some executive at Nintendo saw Mike Tyson fight, and they're like, we gotta get him on there. So they had him on there for a while, and then, you know, Mike Tyson happened, and they had to replace him with Mr. Dream.
Mike Tyson went 100% Mike Tyson.
Yeah. That was unfortunate. Castlevania 3. I mean, all the Castlevania games. Castlevania 3 was one of my favorite games.
Yeah.
God damn, those games are so fun. Ninja Gaiden.
Oh my God, Ninja Gaiden. Fucking... I had the Power Glove.
Oh God, the biggest.
That piece of shit.
Oh God, I remember loading up Punch Out and being so excited.
Oh dude, I remember putting it on. By the way, for those that don't know, the Power Glove literally was this glove that you put on that looked like RoboCop's arm.
Yeah.
And it had the little four up, down, left, right controller on the glove and with some buttons. And you basically just played. And you could squeeze and do some things, but like you could squeeze and it would jump. But I remember, this is so cringeworthy, I remember putting the glove on, going in front of the bathroom mirror and posing with it, looking at it, thinking, oh my God, I am a cyborg.
And then jerking off. Now you're playing with power.
Oh, Lord. So, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there are too many great games to go through.
There are. But, there really are.
I mean, there's like Battletoads and fucking Tetris and goddamn so much stuff. Kung Fu. So, yeah, man, that's some shit that shaped me and continues to shape me like a sexy ball of erotic video game clay, I think.
Ooh.
That sounds right, right?
Yeah, I think that's on your LinkedIn profile.
Oh, my God.
You know what? That's a very solid round one pick.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hmm.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah, Jimmy?
Are you ready for round two?
Round two.
Oh, shit. The volume's too low.
This main artery of the information.
Right, let's start that over.
Round two. Just what is this main artery of the information superhighway?
Every business, no matter how large, no matter how small, will be on the internet in the year 2000. It's the primary way that people will look up information. It will replace the yellow pages as we know it today.
Are a lot of people just getting on to the internet because they feel that they have to get onto the playing field, so to speak?
Well, it's very hip to be on the internet right now.
We are so hip.
Dude, nothing says modern quite like old people from the 90s talking about the internets.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, now, are people just getting on the internet to feel like part of the balls?
Oh, you can surf with the disc known as American Online.
Oh, man. I'm trying to remember my first exposure to the internet.
Oh, I remember there was something on CompuServe. This was before America Online. My buddy had CompuServe with a modem, and you could connect in, and it connected to like these like, wasn't like news groups, but they had like you could get like news and sports scores and stuff like that. We did that, dude. I just remembered something. I had a Commodore 64, and we had a modem, and there was a like secret number that you could like connect in, and you had that like the.
Are you there? I lost you. If you can hear me, I can't hear you. Oh, no. We have an internet connection problem. All right. I'm going to see if I can connect to Jimmy here. This is good radio. Hey, you there?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Just dropped you.
Are we recording still?
Yeah.
I'm back.
Yay.
Well yeah. So I remember, and then obviously America Online was a big, big deal. And you actually had to have that freaking American Online disc.
Oh,
to get on.
There was a point before AOL discs became a joke that like there was like, oh, shit, yeah, I can get online for 15 hours for free.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. My aunt had AOL. My aunt still uses AOL.
What?
Or at least the email. I don't think she still uses the service. But, yeah, like, I went over there, and she introduced me to AOL chat rooms. And when I stayed over there, I would just stay up all fucking night chatting with weirdos.
Oh, my God.
I was hooked immediately.
Do you remember downloading pictures? It would download line by line.
Yeah.
That was back when Sunny was the most downloaded female on the internet.
She still is.
For different reasons.
She still got it, man.
Oh my God. Yeah. The internet was, you know, I hear that all businesses will be on the internet in 2000, the year 2000.
I heard that. The internet will replace the yellow pages.
Dude, that is my favorite drop that I've put together today.
That is pretty damn good.
Yeah, so that's our round two drop. That signifies modernness.
Yes.
Yes. And go ahead.
You go. No, you go ahead because I'm struggling to remember mine. And I
all right.
To write it down.
Well, this isn't a popular pick, by the way.
Oh, God.
My round two pick It's no, AIDS has been around for a while. I just saw this movie 2 days ago.
Oh no!
And I'm not ashamed to say I freaking loved it. I loved it. My round two pick is the 2016 version of Ghostbusters.
Oh man, that doesn't surprise me, knowing you. But and that's not an insult. You just like things.
Oh, trust me. I embrace who I am.
Yeah. So my thoughts, like,
yeah,
my expectations for the movie are that it's just like another kind of shitty remake. Like, the hate for the movie, I feel like, got a little crazy. Like, people were demonizing it like it was the worst movie of all time. I figure it's just going to be like another normal, shitty, forgettable, you know, remake or reboot or whatever.
Yeah, it was okay. So they shot it as if the first two or three or whatever didn't happen.
Yeah,
and it was. If you actually look on Rotten Tomatoes, I guess they have they have the Rotten Tomatoes score, which is basically anyone can vote on, and then they have the I guess the high critics that and it's at like 70%. It's not bad.
I think the marketing team kind of got out in front of it, though.
They did. And it became the most hated video, or I'm sorry, the most disliked video on YouTube, in YouTube history.
That trailer was really bad.
The trailer was really bad. The movie itself, you know what? It was just mindless fun. The two of the Ghostbusters actually are on SNL, and the one girl plays Justin Bieber, and she's freaking incredible.
Yeah.
She is hilarious. And it had Jenny McCarthy's cousin, Melissa McCarthy.
Is that really her cousin?
She basically plays the same character she's played. That really is her cousin.
That's funny.
By the way.
I didn't know that.
She plays the same character in every movie, but she was really good. And I have a huge crush on Kristen Wiig, so it's not even a guilty pleasure.
Oh, boy.
I'm just very open about it.
Well, Jimmy, I am glad that you enjoyed it. I will probably not see it, so I'll just take your word for it. Like, if I felt strongly about it, like either excitement or pure hatred, I would see it just to or find out. But I could not fucking imagine a world in which I gave a shit about it, which could be said for so many other movies that are out. Like, you know, it's just not one of those things that blipped on my radar, despite loving the original. And I think we lost Jimmy again. Let's see. You there? Hello? You want fluff pillows?
Yeah. Hear me? Hello?
Yeah, you cut out for a second
now.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You sucky, sucky.
You want fluff pillow and penis?
Yeah, so, you fluffy, fluffy, sucky, sucky. Well, did you like the original Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I really liked it. I loved the first two.
Yeah. So when it came out, this was before, this was like in the 80s, and they really didn't have like t-shirts for movies and stuff like that. And I remember we went down to Gatlinburg, and at the time airbrushing on t-shirts was very popular. And so the only way you could get a Ghostbusters t-shirt was to go and get an airbrushed Ghostbusters t-shirt made.
Oh,
and I
wow.
did.
You also got one of you lying naked on a tiger.
Oh my God. Rubbing it with the back of my palm.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
That's my round two pick is Ghostbusters. I enjoyed it.
Well, good, man. I'm not going to rip on you because I haven't seen it and whatever.
No, rip away.
So I guess, yeah, my pick, I remembered it because it's like the opposite. Like, this is actually something good to watch. Netflix's new series, Stranger Things. Have you watched it?
Oh, dude, I've heard about this. I'm going to watch it just because you picked it.
All right, go ahead and hang up and go watch it because...
Okay. All right, I'm going right now.
It is such good shit. And I'm not going to actually spoil it too much because I would really like to talk to you about it once you've watched it.
Okay.
Because it's...
Hey, I'll watch it before... How long is it?
It's like 8 episodes, I think.
Okay, I can do that. I tell you what. So my homework is to watch it before we get together next week, next Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, if it takes 2 weeks, we'll just wait, take 2 weeks, but, you know, whatever. And Logan and
I... How dare you? How rude. It will take 1 week.
I believe in you. I believe you can zone out and watch that much TV.
Yes.
Me and Logan spoil it quite a bit on our most recent episode of Skrunk, but you and I can get into it. But it's very, it's a throwback, man. It is done like it's in the 80s, the time period, all the music, and you're going to love it as soon as you sit down. And as soon as you see the title card, you're going to be like, oh shit, I'm in. So I'm going to leave my pick very brief because I don't want to spoil it for you or anyone who hasn't seen it yet because it's still pretty new. So I don't want to spoil anything, but I do want to give a recommendation to if you like this show, you'll probably like that show. And
yeah, you should
fart. Oh boy, you sound like you are sucking on RoboCop's pee-pee.
Yeah, you should keep your picks like again.
Yeah, just do them over and over. Yeah, I can hear you.
I love it. All right, well, I'm gonna watch it, and then how about next week? We will talk about Game of Thrones season 2.
Yep.
And season 3. We will talk about Strange Things or Stranger Things?
Stranger Things.
Stranger. Okay, it's not Perfect Stranger.
There's like some fan films out there, Perfect Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Or there will be now.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we will cover both of those, and we will get into our round one and round two picks, obviously.
Oh, and yes.
We might even make out.
Oh, yeah. We'll kiss a lot. We'll probably touch tongues and whatnot. All right, guys, so thank you for listening. If you have not liked or... Man, I always forget all this shit. Subscribe and rate us on iTunes and then just...
No. Report us. Yeah. Turn us in.
Report us as spam.
Yeah.
Just let us know you're out there.
On iTunes.
I would rather get a notification that we've been flagged as, like, inappropriate than nothing.
Oh, God, that would be great. Yeah. That would be great. Well, Danny, I've got one advice for you. Just one piece of advice.
Tell it to me and tell it to me now.
Danny, never, ever grow up.